Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Jack, do we go to this important call before we do Eagles Insider of the Year?
Have to.
Yeah. So Jack put out the call. We haven't heard from Arson Arnie since the Eagles Super Bowl win. I don't think we've heard from Arson Arnie on this show ever, have we?
No.
I don't think we have. But he's here. Arson Arnie.
No, guys, last time I was on the show was I was Angelo's last official call.
Wow.
And I thought that would be it.
We're honored, my friend.
So, please, I'm nobody, guys. I'm real. I'm nobody, you know.
No. You're somebody to us. The WIP is a big community, and you're an important part of the community.
Spike, well, I said, I even called the answer. I said, I got to break the rule, Mom. I don't care. He said, do what you want to do, bro. I understand.
Wow. Wow. Yeah. I'm glad we got that blessing.
So it's good he said Ike and Spike, too.
Ball, man. This ain't any game.
It was Jack to call for you.
Yeah, this ain't like the Thursday night game of the week. This is the Super Bowl. All right? This is... Let me tell you something. This is... Oh, my God. You know, before the game, you have 2 weeks to kill time. The conclusions I came up with, I said, we got the better running game. We got the best lineman in the offensive line on earth. We got better receivers. We got better tight end. We have a defense that's twice as good as theirs. They got a great quarterback, and we got a real good one. There's no way we're going to lose this freaking game. I went bold enough to go on Facebook, and I said, here's the game score, 45-24, and the Chiefs score a couple late touchdowns when it's trash time.
You were pretty close.
Hey, go to my name, and you'll see it that day. I posted it. You can't deny that. Let me tell you something. This game. Wait. You know, at the first Super Bowl, my son was in California, and this time he was in Florida. I flew out to Florida to be with him. I said, I can't have this happen twice in my lifetime. To watch the Eagles dominate, and I mean dominate. In a way that even I nobody, my God, you knew by halftime. At halftime, I'm saying to myself, if we score just 10 cheap points, that's 34. They got to get 5 touchdowns. There's no possible way. We got the game. We got the game. You know what? We had Patrick Mahomes had happy feet by midway in the second quarter. He was afraid. You see it in Ike. You play in the NFL. What do you do when you see a quarterback starts bouncing his feet? Huh? What is that? He's afraid.
Yeah.
He's getting his ass handed to him.
I know where you want me to go with that. Yeah. Yeah, now you're right. You got happy feet back there.
Did I miss it? No. He had a look. He had the look in his eyes.
He was seeing ghosts.
The deer in his head. The deer in the headlight look.
Yeah.
We owned him. By the third quarter, somebody should have just said, I own you. Just so you know that. I'm trading you to the next lineman. All right? We dominated that game.
We did. And Arnie, just in case anybody thinks you were lying, I'm looking at the Facebook post right now. It says,
Mo.
It says it. It says February 9th, 3:07 p.m. Prediction time. Eagles dominate running game will force the Chiefs to play close to the line. That's when we use the play action to win this game. MVP will be Saquon Barkley. Wrong about that, but that's okay. Yeah, Eagles win big 45-24. It's right there on the internet. I see it. You nailed it.
I pulled it from the, and I'm telling all my friends because they were all laughing at me. I said, you can call me Arnie the Greek for the rest of my life. I got the MVP wrong. All right. There was no possible way we were going to lose this game. I said Kansas City had 9 games this year where they won in the last second. I said, you got a better chance of hitting the lottery than doing that. That was a freak accident. This is an average team who just barely squeaked by Buffalo. They don't belong in the Super Bowl. They don't belong. Who has 9 games where you win in the last few seconds of the game? Who in one season? You're lucky you see that in your lifetime in a career.
I hear you, brother. Are you gonna be at the parade on Friday?
Well, is the sun gonna come up tomorrow? Dude, if I got ran over tonight, I would tell the doctor I got to be out of here by Thursday.
Yes.
There is nothing on God's greener. There is nothing that will keep me from South Philly, and I will be on Broad and Shunk where I belong. That's where I was born and raised, brother. And I don't care if the players don't see me, because they're not going to. I'll see them. Football to me is so much more than just, it's life. It's everything. There's other sports are entertaining, but football is it's in my blood. It's not like baseball, basketball, hockey. I can get entertained. I don't live or die with it, though. Football, the only game on earth. And when the season ends, you want more. I want. It's the only game that it has a grip on me. These Eagles, we love them and they know it. They know because they're the greatest thing on earth. There's nothing I love more than my Eagles. Hey, let me tell you something. I'm very grateful to the president, Don Zaleski. You know, he wants, in December, I think it was 2021, the Eagles played Dallas. We beat them. And I got so nuts. I gave like a 6-minute pep talk on the show that Zaleski came to the station that Monday, asked me to be there, and I got a game ball signed by, at the time, Miles Sanders.
There you go.
Because I'm the only fan can ever say I got a game ball against Dallas sucks. So when you ask me if I'm going to be there, I'm going to ask you: Are you going to eat dinner tonight? Are you kidding me? There's nothing, nothing. I will be there Thursday night. I'll sleep over somebody's house. I grew up in the neighborhood. I know the area. I got plenty of cousins out there still. There's nothing, nothing. Matter of fact, I was in Florida till yesterday. I was petrified they're going to have the parade Tuesday. I said, I ain't getting home on time. I'm going to miss this thing. This is going to kill me, man. And I was so, so happy. I started crying when I heard, praise Friday. I said, God, thank you, God. There is a God. I was so happy. But to me, it's like we just won the greatest championship, the greatest title there is. We are the greatest football team in all the land. And nobody can ever take that away from us, ever, never. It's ours for life.
Hell yeah, brother. Hell yeah, that's brother.
Right. Well, we need you back, Arson Arnie.
You guys got an easy job this week, man. Just take the calls and let them talk, man. We just won the Super Bowl in such a dominating fashion,
yes,
like
sir.
I ain't never seen before in my life. I knew by halftime this game is over.
Over.
And I enjoyed watching them panic. I enjoyed watching Travis Kelce look like maybe you should retire now, yeah. Chump.
Suffer.
I enjoyed watching Patrick Mahomes. Oh, what's the matter, little Pat? You're not getting every little call.
Yeah, you're not goat now.
Yeah. You just what? The NFL decided that we're the golden child now, not you. You
yes.
had your time. You ain't never going to get there again. Him and Andy Reid, I'm sick of both of them, please.
Wow.
Well, can't wait till America's sick of us from
yes,
winning.
Yes, that'll be great. We don't want to see any more Nick Sirianni in the Super Bowl.
I don't care. I was in Florida. I had a couple of bars going berserk, And I was singing Nobody Likes Us, and you know how the rest goes.
Yeah, yeah.
We were doing Eagle Chants, and it all blended in. By midway in the third quarter, they knew who I was, and we were having the greatest time of our life with 1,000 strangers, me and my son. That was it, man. It was heaven.
It's beautiful, man.
I said, if I died, this is what I want heaven to be. This is it. Eagles are winning every day. Every day. Nothing stops us ever. Okay, we're going to the next year, and we got a team built for the ages. We got two defensive backs who are rookies. Come on, man.
It's unbelievable.
And Howie Roseman was, he was a genius the past year. He's got to be executive of the year. Come on. Look at the team we got.
Arnie.
We're strong at every position.
Arnie, we appreciate you checking in, brother.
No, a couple of people called. I said, okay, give me 2 seconds. I got to do it. Okay.
All right.
Super Bowl. Got to do it. Got to do it.
We appreciate you, brother. We appreciate you getting permission from Angelo as well.
I didn't get permission. He just said, all right, do what you want to do, Mo.
Yeah.
He was a little more nonchalant than I am.
Okay.
He said, he don't really care what I do. You know?
Okay.
So, go ahead.
All right.
He said, it's a Super Bowl. I said, yeah. What is
Well, don't be a stranger, buddy.
Don't be a stranger. We're always here for you, bro. Pal.
Well, I broke the ice. Once you break the ice, you got to keep fixing it.
Yes.
That's what I like
broke
to hear.
Broke the seal.
Yep. You're going to be the show. Like, I don't call every show. You're the show.
Yes. We love that.
Like with Angelo, I was only the morning show. I was it. And now it's going to be you guys.
Hell yeah. All right, Arnie.
Angelo passed the baton on to you.
Well, we appreciate that.
Thank you, brother.
Yeah.
Dude, you guys got a great show. Otherwise, I wouldn't have called.
We love it.
I do still listen constantly.
Awesome.
You know,
well,
life is good.
We hope to see you Friday and have a good time out there and be safe. All right.
Oh, I shall do. We will have a good time. We will be safe. I ain't climbing no poles. Don't worry about that.
All right, Arnie. We appreciate it, brother.
All right, guys.
All right, see you, man.
Thank you. Thank you. Have a good day.
That was everything you could have expected it to be.
Mom,
you asked.
Yeah,
there he is.
And he delivered. Again. Probably said as long as he said Ike and Spike.
Yeah,
Your
name is third.
Well, no, Angela probably would have said no. If it was you.
Yeah, yes, yeah, yeah. We will get into our Eagles Inside of the Year power rankings, but if you got a hair problem, Mike's got your solution.
Yeah, if you got a hair problem, come to me.
Yep.
I want you to be honest with yourself, though. Is your hair thinning? Are you starting to see a lot more of your forehead than you used to? We know some guys have this problem. Now, if your crown is getting thin and you answer yes, then don't wait. Head to the leading hair restoration doctor in the Delaware Valley, the name we've been telling you about for years, the experts at Glad Hair by Morgan Stern Medical. Be the best you that you can be and get your confidence back. Give them a call, 610-980-4000, or visit gladhairmctr.com.
All right, it's time for the Eagles Inside of the Year Power Ranking.
Eagles Insider of the Year Power Rankings.
So, guys, we will give the power rankings here, but I think more important is the homework for the insiders, the bounties we've created. So here is the current power rankings. Number 5, Ashlyn Sullivan.
Wow, stays in.
She's fell a couple of spots, hasn't had anything since
She was honored, though. When we talked to her down at the Super Bowl.
When we told her.
Took it very seriously.
Yep. Number 4, the gentleman who had the Kevin Petullo to the Saints possibility rumor, Jeremy Fowler of ESPN.
Yeah.
Number 3, former Eagle Bo Allen.
Bo Allen? How did Bo get on here?
We'll show you how. Here's what Bo had to say.
We've talked about a lot of guys that play great for the Eagles. I don't think this dude has gotten mentioned yet, but Jake Elliott battled through adversity this year, man.
Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Wasn't, you know, his same consistent self that he's been in. You know, some of that is due to injury that's not reported. I'll tell you that because I love that guy and was talking to him about it, and he's a grinder.
There we go.
All this podcast with the cursing, by the way.
Jake Elliott, was that on Chris Long's podcast?
It's on the Greenlight podcast, yeah.
So there you go. Bo Allen reporting that Jake Elliott was fighting through an injury all year that nobody knew about. So we will, hopefully we find out more, by the way, insiders, if you can find out more. Sitting at number two, he was all over in New Orleans, and you got to give him credit for it. Not enough credit to get to number one, but Elliott Shore Parks, I mean, he was number one on the New Orleans power rankings. He comes in at number two, and still at number one, Tim McManus. So here, Ike, are the bounties that we have, and they are in different tiers. So I have tier one, tier two, tier three, and tier four. This is what we're looking for to get yourself up in the power rankings.
Okay.
Tier one, blockbuster trades or signings. So this goes through free agency, and it does include offensive coordinator, if external. Now, if you're reporting Kevin Petullo, it is not a tier one. It is tier two because it's already been reported that they're talking to him about it.
Well, and if you aren't in favor of it, you certainly shouldn't get any points for it. But those of us who are in favor of him being hired should receive points.
This guy, once again, skirting the line of Eagles Insider of the Year.
Wow.
And I'm just saying, someone local should at least get the offensive. We don't need that to go to Rap Sheet, Glazer.
If it's,
if it's Petullo,
you know that's where it's going.
If it's Petullo, I need someone on this beat, hopefully Elliott, to get that scoop.
Yeah.
Okay. Tier two, re-signings of current Eagles players or coaches. So the Nick Sirianni extension would be tier two.
Okay.
If you have full details, we could consider moving up to tier one, years and money. Mm-hmm. So re-signing of Eagles players or coaches is tier two.
And don't just say they're going to extend Nick Sirianni. I mean, Stevie Wonder could tell.
Yes.
They're going to extend Nick Sirianni.
We need the numbers.
Okay, but what if I said we should keep Josh Sweat?
No. Should is not a report.
We're going to keep him?
That's a report.
That's a report?
That's good enough.
Okay.
All right.
I'll wait till I get something on
Okay, all right.
Before I say that.
You're trying to sneak in here.
I'm just trying to figure out how I get my I got to at least stay on the list.
Yes.
I don't expect to win, but I got to be on the top
We got to make sure you don't get wormed to get on the list, though. We don't need the NovaCare worm. We're like, this signing's great, but not one negative comment next year.
We don't need Zach Bond.
Yeah. He wasn't that good.
I'm not going to do that.
Zach Bond's a linebacker.
We could find a replacement. We've done it numerous times.
We needed Becton.
Yep. All right. Tier three is sourced trade rumors.
Ooh. Yes.
Now, if it becomes true, it goes up to tier two, and depending on the trade, tier one. Mm-hmm. But a rumor alone, if it appears to be true, you know, a legitimate source, not Corey's stuff and OG Wade stuff, those are lies, that is tier three. And tier four is anything else.
Okay.
So there you go. So tier one block.
I'm in tier four.
Yes. Giving your opinion on stuff is tier four. You're still living on that Becton thing, honestly.
Hey, man, I got a lot of stuff right now.
Yeah, really you did.
When's Caney going to give us a scoop? I mean, listen, she scoops Caney.
Nah. I don't give scoops. Oh, you mean Devin?
Yeah, but she's warmed up now. Yeah, she's got to be.
We're monitoring Caney. Yeah. You know, I mean, we're looking for the worm, maybe also insider.
Devin's undefeated.
She is undefeated.
As a sideline reporter.
She is.
She is undefeated.
She has
All
not
she does
lost.
Is win,
and now has a Super Bowl.
Yes.
Does Devin get a Super Bowl
Does
ring?
She get a
nah,
ring?
For how many regular season games she have? Four?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
No?
I don't know.
Sounds like a Twitter poll.
she just gets invited to the ceremony.
Yeah, I don't think she's going to get scoops there. I mean, because you become a sideline reporter for the Eagles, you get warmed up pretty good.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
That's a good thing.
Yeah. That's not what
I know it.
Okay, all right. I meant, you know, 215-592-9494. Louis, Nebraska, you're on WIP. What's up, Louis?
Man, that's a tough call to follow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Poured out his heart.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Arson Arnie. Yeah. You just put it out of your mind. There's no way you're going to top it. Mm-mm. You just be yourself.
By the way, I think Howard should be your official Blue Chew ambassador, having five kids in the 80s. That's getting it done there, Spike.
Well, not 80s. I mean, I was 70s. So,
man, you're old.
Yeah, I am pretty old.
The oldest or is the second oldest?
I am the oldest.
You are the oldest.
I'm the oldest.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I don't think I knew you were the oldest.
I am.
I don't think I knew that.
Oldest of five. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to try to get this show back on track. It's been great. The topic of the day is, you know, are we going to stay exuberant and joyful, or are we going to go to next season? And this is, I've been torn since I've been on the line. You know, guys, we have almost a first ballot Hall of Famer if he projects the way we think. You know, I know Spike and Fritz are not on the Jalen train. But, you know, the guy is 73% completion rating in two Super Bowls. I mean, that's really unheard of. And two teams that have scored more than 35 points in the Super Bowls is Hurts and Montana. And I think that's pretty exciting to be a part of, especially in Philly. So, you know, as we've been here before, we won a Super Bowl. Obviously, you know, I think 17 was definitely the stars were aligned. But this domination has to make you think of, man, the future looks bright, and we just can't wait to win another one. Because as a professional, when you win an event, you just want this feeling to go on and on, you know? And to wait for so long for next season is tough. So I know what AJ's feeling, even though you guys, you know, don't like what AJ thought.
No, I don't. I actually...
We didn't have a problem with anything AJ said.
Yeah.
AJ's fine.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah, we're pro AJ show. You know, I think the thing that we talk about other ones, and clearly the Eagles are set up. They have a lot of great young players. They have good coaching, all that stuff, is just the amount of continuing to draft right, continuing to stay focused, continuing to make the right signings, all those things is, you know, that it's not the Patriots didn't win the Super Bowl every single year. Mm-hmm. You know, they had years where they went down and they went back up. And for it to be long haul, it's not just about having the same, you know, it's not like basketball where you have the same three players and you could, you're automatically great again next year. So it takes a lot of work. And I think whether we're focused on it or not, the team is focused on it.
I'll tell you who ought to be focused on it more than anybody. That's Nick Sirianni.
Yep.
Once he does come back from, where does he go to? Avalon? Where's Nick like to go? Seattle?
He's a shoresman.
I don't know which one it is.
Maybe Ocean City.
But if I were him, you can't talk to Andy Reid because Andy is basically, you're going up against him trying to win a Super Bowl. So he's not going to give you a whole lot of tips. But Bill Belichick is out of the league. And if I'm Nick Sirianni, I'm spending a lot of time picking Bill Belichick's brain on what it's like to be a defending champion.
Yeah.
How do you get your guys motivated? How do you get them to erase what we just did and still have that hunger to go win again? Because Bill Belichick was able to do it.
Right.
Andy was able to do it. So it's not many coaches that have back-to-back championships that Nick can tap into. Bill Belichick is one of them.
Ike, I'm so glad you brought that up because Nick is a 700% winning percentage. Jalen has 77 winning percentage over college since, you know, over 108 games.
Yeah.
He's 84 and 24. So you're talking about a dynasty, you know, Belichick knows all about that.
Yeah.
So I think we have our Tom Brady as far as winning percentage and knows how to get it done, especially in one score games, 80% win percentage in one score games over 29 games. So that's why
this is Spike's fault. This is the, all these nerd numbers are Spike's fault for sure.
Yeah. This is what prepared Louie is like.
You gotta educate the listener. Okay.
Calculator Louie.
That Spike likes to talk about.
So yeah.
It's going to be exciting, but yeah, let's revel in this moment, but everybody know that this dynasty is coming. So I appreciate you fellas. And listen, when the reason why Fritzy is so excited, not only for baseball, but he's going to get a golf lesson in Florida, and the sunshine is going to be hitting him. So, you know, that's why he's excited.
That's right.
Unless that morning we have to record interviews.
You guys got it.
Yeah.
You and Angelina can go over and talk to Bryce again.
Yeah.
Do not bring up those type memories.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, Louie. Thank you, man.
All right, Louie.
I appreciate it.
Yeah. Yeah. Everybody's going to hear the interviews this year.
Yeah, hopefully. That's the idea, yeah.
I really would if I were Nick. I would be trying to figure out how do I get these guys re-motivated again.
Yeah.
And you got to come up with new ideas, fresh ideas. Now, Belichick used a little bit of intimidation. That's the kind of culture he had. He never let anybody get comfortable. Nick isn't necessarily that type of coach, but there is something to everybody being relaxed. Even when you may not think you are, right? Are you still as focused as you were and driven as you were when you didn't have the championship?
Right.
That's why we don't have a ton of repeats, because it's hard to do that. It's hard to come right back the next year and have that same drive and desire from everybody on the team and focus.
And then if, like, let's say next year they lose in the second round of the playoffs, then you have to go back again and remotivate those guys again in a different way. The long haul version of this is a lot, to your point, is just a lot different than getting to it the first time. I think the idea of him talking to coaches who have done it before would be a really smart thing.
That's why I threw it out there. I'm trying to help coach.
So if we see a report that Sirianni's talking to Bill Belichick, are we going to have to give credit to Ike on that?
I'll allow it.
Okay.
I'll allow
good.
It.
Yep. All right.
Yep, absolutely.
Maybe Krzyzewski?
Tier two.
Yeah, Coach K?
Tier two. Coach K.
Let's call him basketball coaches, too.
Well, Gino Auriemma?
You know he will.
He will. He
calls everybody.
Yeah, you got to pick the brain. Steve Kerr?
One of his good friends is Jay Wright.
Oh, that's
so
a good
coach,
one.
Yeah, coach repeated it. Was that a repeat?
No, 16-18.
Oh, okay.
I am glad you brought up the 18 Cats and this team were the most dominant that I've seen in the city. Just want to point that one out.
Oh, you're giving Villanova some love?
Now, I know they're not technically a Philly school.
Yeah.
But the 18 Cats.
They are Philly school.
I know. They dominated that
year. Man, that's 1, 2, 3, 4. That's 4 championships.
For us.
Yeah, Eagles with 2, Villanova with 2.
Yep. 1, Phillies with 1, so that's 5.
Well, I was going to say in the last decade, so I guess I'll throw the Phillies in there too.
Thanks.
Yeah.
You got to go back 20 years almost.
Yes, 20 years.
Yeah.
Well, at least we don't have to go back almost 40.
Bro.
For the Sixers.
Bro, I insult the Sixers.
Well, at least we don't have to go back to nearly 60 for the Flyers, right?
There you go. So, what's coming up in the top 5 of 5, buddy?
Oh, yeah, hold on. Things we've gone too far with.
Ah, okay.
That could be interesting.
Yeah, it feels like we got normal Jack back for top 5 of 5. Yes, Jack's ready to go on the next
season.
Yeah,
he's tired of game balls and everything else. Yeah.
That was a good one yesterday.
Yeah, it was a good one.
A lot of positive views on that one.
Yep. All right, so that's coming up next. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Enjoy USDA Choice Beef New York Strip Steak, bone-in for $7.99 per pound, which pairs well with Josh Cabernet. 750-milliliter bottles priced at $14.99 each, or buy 6 or more mix and match for just $13.49 each plus CRV. Signature Select Value Pack Boneless Pork Top Loin Chops, $3.99 per pound. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 3-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.